Hi, everybody. Just about to start streaming. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. I will be returning to the airwaves on like Thursday, New Zealand time, Wednesday, American time. You can check out these schedules on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And that'll be really helpful there. And thank you very much for joining us, those of you who listen to these live casts after they've already gone through, because you know there's often quite a lot of information that you can get out of reading articles and things like that, as well as watching me drink coffee and stroke my own ego, you know. So first puppy we really wanted to get into here, Mike Hosking. Diplomacy is a failed strategy. Yeah, I just love the provocative headline of this. Really gets me interested, you know what I'm saying? And shout out in the chat room if you're joining us here, and thank you very much for doing so. Remember to, if you can, spare a few dollars using those super chats there. Chuck a few dollars my way if you can, just for doing all of the work that we do here at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. So I wanted to actually listen to this video here with Mike Hosking because he's a dick. And it makes me so angry to listen to him. So, you know, I just can't resist. We'll see how the audio plays here, folks, so just listen up. If you, let me know if it sounds terrible or not high enough, you know. Come on.
G'day there. Three key things happened with Syria over the weekend for me. One, Trump and co. pulled the trigger. Two, Jacinda Ardern stood on the Gold Coast saying she could understand why they did it, but it really didn't need to go back to the United Nations for diplomacy. And three, I watched The Final Year, the documentary that covered Obama's last year in office, 2016. The stars of the film were the President, John Kerry, Samantha Powers, the UN Rep for America, Susan Rice, Chief Security Advisor, who barely featured at all, by the way, and Ben Rhodes, Obama's foreign policy speechman. Now, although the theme of the film was the final year and all the things on their agenda, what it was really about, ironically, was Syria and how that lone conflict came to dominate their every waking minute, and their tool of choice for solving this particular issue was diplomacy. Now, if you followed proceedings at the time, you will know how it all ends, hence it was still an issue on Saturday when Trump pulled the trigger, because diplomacy is a bust. Diplomacy is saddled down with idealism and false hope. Much was made of the fact that no Secretary of State had spent as much time as John Kerry out of America on a single issue. But that's only...
Well, let's think about this. Democracy... Oh, diplomacy, sorry. Not a good thing, all right? It's a failed thing. Now, you know what happens if you've not got diplomacy? Is that your only form of communication is warring with each other. All right, so essentially this is how you hype up the public. Trump pulled the trigger. I don't know. It's a freaking dodgy thing that's going on right now with Syria, okay? Because dig this. I think there is something like $700 billion or something like that worth of natural gas that's in Syria that, or rather... it's underneath Israel, and they needed to get a pipeline through Syria, okay? $700 billion worth of natural gas that Israel can then just pipe to the European market. Sound familiar? Because when Afghanistan was invaded directly after 9/11, despite having nothing to do with 9/11, Unocal came in, did a big pipeline deal, and a former advisor to Unocal, this is a pipeline company, by the way, became the next president of Afghanistan. I mean, history repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself. And that's why diplomacy has failed, because these people aren't standing up and actually communicating openly with each other, because they've got intelligence agencies behind them and doing a whole bunch of things behind the scenes that nobody ever gets to know about. We'll continue on with this puppy. I just wanted to raise that point there. I've been listening to a bit of Jordan Peterson lately, and it made me more motivated.
interesting if it leads somewhere, which of course it didn't. By the end of the film, they were offering up excuses as to why it had ended in the mess it had, remembering, of course, that a couple of years before, Obama had offered up his famed red line warning over chemical weapons. You remember that? A red line that was crossed, and in retaliation, they launched a solid burst of diplomacy, which led you know where. To Obama's credit, part of his argument was you only take military action if you know you can win it, which is where Syria is such a mess. If Assad goes, who runs the place? That's Russia's argument. Of course, they claim they're fighting ISIS. And Obama cited Afghanistan and Iraq as failed attempts at American intervention that ended up being a shambles, and he is not wrong. But what the Obama administration held dear, and the likes of Jacinda Ardern still believe, is that the United Nations is your answer to everything, when it's so clearly shown in the film it's the answer to nothing. Endless meetings with claim and counterclaim and the inevitable veto. Lord knows how many times John Kerry circled the globe, how many handshakes, arm twists, hotel rooms, plane rides, and for what? 2 years later, diplomacy and abject failure and the threat of weaponry, the only real chance to actually draw a line in the sand as opposed to talking about it. It is ideology laid bare. Good intentions, the preferred road, if it actually worked. But in still advocating a failed strategy, we need to be asking all those, like Ardern, who still claim it's the answer and clearly haven't watched the film, just how many kids people like Assad have to kill with the gas and the nerve agent and the chlorine before they wake up and realise the United Nations is, has, and won't be doing anything to stop it.
Oh my God, there's just so many strands of scumbaggery there. Okay, first of all, whose gas was it? Oh, love is a four-letter word, $20. Thank you so much, darling. That's beautiful. We need food in this house, ladies and gentlemen. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. I also wanted to encourage you to look into the description there, and there's a link to my Patreon page, so you can give $1 a month, $5 a month, or whatever like that. And I don't know, I think I've just been making content for like the last 10 years. There's 4,000 videos on my YouTube channel alone. And we've been doing a whole bunch of things. And basically, there's new content coming out all the time. Now, the difference between the Vinnie Eastwood show and perhaps other shows is that we not only want to inform you like the other shows do, but we want to make you actually feel comfortable, have a laugh. There might be the occasional swear word. There might be some other kind of things that you might feel uncomfortable with. And the reason why that is there is because I'm a terrible, terrible person. No, really, if we have too much sensitivity about things, you know, regardless of the topic, the gender, the political swing and what have you, and we're not able to just have a discussion, you know, gentlemanly as it were, then there isn't really any means for communication. There's no means for anything to actually really go forward in anybody's life, as far as I'm concerned. So when you're dialing up a news show and you go, okay, I don't feel good anymore. I feel angry, or I blame somebody, or somebody is being blamed, etc., etc., etc. It's not a good mind space to be in. Let's just chill. Have some fun, all right? I think you deserve it. You've been keeping your ear to the grindstone. You've been hearing about all sorts of conspiracy stuff for years and years and years. And there's no relief from it. The people who understand it are paranoid and angry about it and always yammering on that kind of thing. They haven't learned to just deal with it and have a bit of fun, you know? I mean, what are they so serious about? It's just global extermination and subsequent slavery. Anyway, three things happened with Siri over the weekend of me. This guy, Mike Hosking, for those of you who don't know, is basically saying that you have to go and invade places because the media says so. All right, you say so, we do so. That's kind of their job. Is to report this. Oh, it's a Syrian chemical attack. But weren't those US chemical weapons? You know, that kind of thing. Or, oh my God, it's a Syrian in the White Hats. But weren't they funded by the US intelligence agency? Just.
in the narrative here.
For me, these people are caricatures. All right. Essentially, they've become caricatures of themselves because they've become so egotistical with their belief that they can't actually see any other form of reality but the one that they falsely manufactured for everybody else to swallow. Okay? And then that doesn't gel with me, man. Right? That's why I very, very much dislike the media. And that's why I know. And that's, I think, possibly the reason why I keep continuing to read the media articles out. Because, oh my God, somebody needs to call them out. You know, somebody at a party and they're just spinning bullshit about everything all the time. And you think to yourself, oh my God, somebody needs to call them out. You know, somebody needs to call these people out on their BS. Ah, and you, the person who had that thought, it's your responsibility, isn't it? That's what happens. PM Jacinda Ardern speaks about climate change after meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Emmanuel Macron. Like a Macron of solace. He's a Bond villain. I'm so ignorant of the world's situation right now. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious about this. I have barely watched the news or barely read an article in like 10 years. All right, it's, every now and again there'll be an occasional something, but the vast majority of the information I actually get is from my listeners, thank you very much, and my guests, thank you very much. And this is where all this knowledge comes from. Goodness knows how useful it is. I mean, I guess we'll freaking find out. Here we are, playing the video. Let's see what she's got to say, eh?
President Macron and I, as he's already raised, also discussed bilateral trade and investment links. And France is already an important trading partner for New Zealand, our third largest within the EU. Our two-way trade with France is worth more than $2 billion a year. But I believe there is considerable potential to strengthen our trade and economic links to the benefit of both nations. In this regard, I spoke of our hope to see the launch of negotiations between New Zealand and the European Union on a free trade agreement.
Oh my God!
Another free trade agreement!
I told everybody this was going to happen. But no, Vinny, you're just being cynical. The daughter of a Freemason who got a Freemason scholarship and then went to England to cover up Freemasonry and then worked for huge business corporations that cut red tape for huge businesses and made red tape for small businesses. I mean, she could never be into free trade and neoliberalism and scumbaggery and the New World Order. No, I'm just going to go vote for her. She's left and right.
Like watching a car wreck in slow motion and not even being happy about seeing the other people die in the car wreck in slow motion. Like, oh, that is cool. They're like crash test. Oh, they're being squelched into red paste and mist and things like that by the propaganda that's corrupted their brains and their thinking. Oh, God. Oh, it's horrible. You know,
here we go. Let's play that.
In the coming months. This is especially so as I believe an EU-New Zealand FTA presents an opportunity to conclude an agreement that is a model for progressive and inclusive trade. But what I also...
Progressive means communist. How do I know that? During the McCarthy era, they made the Communist Party illegal, so they changed their name to the Progressive Party. Ever since then... She wants communist world government disguised as trade. And that's what this is. This has nothing to do with climate change or anything like that. It's all about world government. Scumbaggery.
The challenge is that we need to build public confidence in trade agreements more generally.
We
we need to slander with BS all the activists that actually read these trade deals and go, you know, this is actually really bad for it. It's going to destroy this industry, that industry, and basically enslave us all to a one world government governed by corporations with billions of dollars. I mean, it's not a good idea, mate. Well, we need to inform the public better about them, I suppose. You know, get your fuck. Just let me write myself.
Some of the concerns that have been raised domestically within New Zealand will be similar to the ones that have been raised within France. And our goal, as I say, is to model what is possible with a future agreement and demonstrate to the public that we want to deliver free trade agreements that benefit and build prosperity for both our citizens. And I see this as an opportunity to do that. France, the UK and the USA undertook the action they did because we cannot allow the use of chemical weapons to go without response.
You see, our little lefty global government mongering war princess. Look at her, ladies and gentlemen. She's pregnant. Oh, we need to go bomb those people and those civilian targets, you know, because of the chemical attack that we launched. You know, it's just, I mean, how can we not respond?
But I think we share a hope and an aspiration that we will now, in the wake of that action, move back to the UN, seek a multilateral approach in future to these issues. And as I say, we...
Multilateral, i.e. globalist. This woman's speech is riddled with communist globalist propaganda. Now, I ain't against socialism, per se. I know it's just the fact that every time it's been tried, it winds up enslaving people and exterminating the rest that don't get enslaved. That's my problem with it.
We'll continue to seek for countries to no longer use those veto powers because of the importance of us taking collaborative, collective, international action on these issues of importance.
Collaborative, collective, international action. Oh my God, the globalism is strong with this one. Am I speaking Chinese? Just... Anybody who voted for this cow, I swear, you've got to get your head read. Or well, in fact, no. You don't need your head read. It's all right. They had very convincing propaganda. They had a really awesome slogan. Let's do it. And she had a pretty face. That was the best out of the bunch. You know, you got to hand it to him. Pretty face and just do it. Oh, wow. That's all the research I need. I mean, it's not like anybody exists with a track record that you can research. No. Just. It's come up on the mainstream media. Just trust the living fuck out of them. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's not like they've lied to you before about frigging everything. Okay. it just boggles. The mind reels. Right? The mind reels. Prime Sinister. I'm going to resume the Prime Sinister moniker because it just got to be done. Prime Minister Sinister. Oh, the Sinister Jacinda. And another thing. In the media that loves her, she's mostly just called Jacinda. All right? And it's kind of like how in the celebrity magazines you have Tom and Kate or whatever, you know, the fuck celebrities' names are. And they address them by first name and things like that, as if there's something close to them, there's something homely about them or whatever. You have dinner with them and then you go, oh, they were so nice and things like that. You do realise that one of the main symptoms of narcissism is superficial charm. Let me say it again. One of the main symptoms of narcissism is superficial charm. They've been going in no depth to their character. They haven't done anything. She's apparently a very good DJ, though.
and she's told students at a prestigious university in Paris that New Zealand had a proud record of leadership on major reforms, and she was determined to ensure climate change was among them, as an excuse for world government and the control of everybody's frickin' actions through carbon tax, because there is no human action that does not produce carbon dioxide, including respiration. So the second you're born, not only are you slapped with $45,000 worth of debt US, on average, you think about that. You're born into $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt because your country's in debt. All right? And what happens after that? Goodness knows. The state will take care of you, though, right? They'll always be there with their corrupt plutocrats who are tipping their little hands into the cookie jars. Ardern was invited to speak at the Paris Institute of Political Studies known as Sciences Po. The university that boasts of teaching six of the last seven presidents of France, including current president Emmanuel Macron. Now, that's called a secret society, ladies and gentlemen. All right? If you've got, like, the Yale School of Law or something like that, or Harvard Business School, these are known globalist camps. Where did John Key, our former prime minister, go to study when he went to the US to work for Merrill Lynch? He went to Harvard Business School. And then he comes back out and he comes back here and he becomes prime minister. Okay, this is the little training programs that they've got at these Ivy League schools and things of that nature. And every country's got their own little representation of them. These are the people who are going to run your life. The university that boasts of it. Ardern told the Pack Theatre that the world, including New Zealand, had celebrated when the Paris Accord on Climate Change was signed in December 2015, despite the US pulling out of it, meaning it... You know, you wouldn't think of Trump pulling out, would you? But anyway, she said while her government was unique, one area they all agreed on was climate change. Yeah, because... What... I'm just... Is there anybody who doesn't get the point yet? If there's a giant mainstream something about anything, it's a hoax. You know? It's kind of like the rule of government surveillance. If something exists, doesn't matter what it is, the government will try and use it to gather information on you. Anything. Ardern began by recalling being booed for mentioning global warming at an election debate in Morrinsville 10 years ago, joking that her grandmother was among those booing her. Oh, and how we have come so far. Because we got bike lanes and stuff, all of that stuff. You've seen that going up everywhere, the Agenda 21 protocols, all the small towns getting closed off from motorways and freeways, and all the farmers getting forced off their land by compulsorily being acquired or getting into debt and committing suicide, and then big corporations come in and steal all the land, basically, and they let that land just go back to nature and just sit on the real estate value. And meanwhile, the big plan is nobody's going to be able to get to that land ever again. She said New Zealand was at the forefront of women's suffrage, the welfare state, and had taken a principled stance within the UN on matters from commercial whaling to nuclear weapons. She said she would like to think New Zealand would be a leader on climate change, but others were also needed. Yeah, we need more leaders on climate change, because there's no other, yeah. And I love the repetition. Climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Right, it's just a crazy thing. Now, I hope to look, each of us can look back on this period of time and say that we're on the right side of history. Okay, you hope. That is not something that you hope for. You don't hope to be on the right side of history. You either already are, or you're never going to be. Oh, I hope that we're going to be. No, you don't. You know that you're on the wrong side of history. That's why you say you hope you're going to be on the right side of history. Because what you know that what you are doing, is wrong. Okay? And that's how these people hide their words within this deceptive scumbaggery. It's disgusting. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fundraiser broadcast to a large degree. So if you are listening live on the YouTube right now, there's a little button there called Super Chat, and it'll if you can send a few dollars our way, that would be very, very much appreciated. And if you're not watching this on YouTube, you can go to patreon.com/Vinny Eastwood. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news, because we do need a heck of a lot of help this week, folks. Whew, I tell you. To that, Dern said she preferred to focus on what was possible and referred to New Zealand's tricky situation, included transport. See, there we go. Imagine you could just come up with one excuse for everything. But why are you ripping up our homes and taking away our freedoms? Climate change. Oh, okay. But why are you surveilling everybody and all their power usage and internet usage? Climate change. Oh, okay. Why are you setting up a giant world government with fake trade deals that essentially just corner all the amount of power into a fewer hands at a centralised level? Climate change. Oh, okay. You see? It works. It's going to be good. And if you don't have a credit card, there is also on the homepage of the VinnyEastwoodShow.com a Kiwi Bank account number and a PayPal as well, just on the homepage of the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. And g'day Optimum Performance, welcome bro, thank you, very nice to have you here always. We don't have a natural inclination to use public transport, partly because we didn't build it. it's actually partly because of the fact that Auckland's on an isthmus. All right, that's a tiny little bit of land that connects two big pieces of land, and that means it's very, very prized, very, very small real estate, which means it's also spread out a lot. So that if you did have any kind of, let's say, mass transit system in Auckland, it wouldn't work because the density's not like that. You go to London, you've got X amount of thousands of people within 15-minute walking distance of each tube station. Boom, no problem. You can justify that. But in New Zealand, when you got maybe like 500 people that are within walking distance, you know, and that might actually use a train or something like that at any one point in their life, you don't see much justification in there. So the plan is here to intensify Auckland. What does that mean? It means building apartment structures that are like tiny little hen's cages, essentially, battery farms for humankind. And they'll be built next to the railway stations. They're already going up. And they won't have any car parks, so whoever lives there will not be able to own a car. Okay, they simply won't be able to. They're going to be stuck in a box that's going to cost a lot to live in, and they'll only be able to go to the public transport, and they'll have to have their ID cards out when they do that scan them, so that whoever wants the information, it's all on file. Everywhere you go, everything you do, every time you scan. That's called being a slave. That's what climate change is about. That's the only thing it's about. To make everybody a frickin' slave of the global government. All right? And it's a perfect justification. Some might say. However, she said the biggest was agricultural emissions. Ardern was giving a glowing welcome by Science's President Frederick Mion, who said she was something of a role model for the students due to her youth and the way you were reconciling pregnancy and the leadership of your country. He referred to the euphoria over the Paris Agreement being tempered by international upheaval from Brexit, the election of US President Donald Trump, the terror attacks in Europe, including France. It seems that I'm part of a world that this passes by, right, just... Well, they did an agreement. I was a terrorist attacker. See, I don't... Everybody freaks out, and I scroll through the Facebook feeds every now and again. Everybody's going, Syria this, Syria that, Syria this. What do you mean? Some other things being invaded? Oh, my God, it's so surprising. Like, I didn't see that coming. You say something else has been bombed, or you say it's a false flag, eh? So surprising. I didn't see that coming. You know? Oh, there's some new climate change agreement that's blah, 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 and meant to enslave us. Very surprising. Didn't see it. Got it! I mean, come on! It's just repetition all the time. I can't. Let me calm down. He referred to the euphoria. You know what ecstasy used to stand for? You know the E in ecstasy? Empathy. Because they'd give it to violent fathers, send him home to their kids, and they'd be like, oh, they're so soft and so cute and stuff like that, and never hit him again. Too effective. Made it illegal. I mean, you can't have a controlled society without taking out fathers. And we'll get that to that in a minute. Because basically, men have had it really, really rough. We're the ones who go to war, we're the ones who get traumatized, and we're the ones who come home and don't get any help to recover from all the shit that traumatized us and wind up fucking up society while we're back. You know, male privilege. As it sometimes is not always the case, hope springs up again in the guise of youth, he said. Yes, because they're friggin' brainwashed. Somebody showed me a video the other day on Facebook. And it was about the millennials and all of these statistics and what do millennials think about this, that, and the other. And it was like, oh, it's so positive. They seem really progressive. They're really concerned about the environment. They agree to pay carbon taxes and blah, blah, blah. And like, they're saying these things like they're good things, right? Like, oh, you've got conscience and morality and everything like that. No, you don't. You've got false dreams and hopes that have been implanted in you by fuckwits. All right? Fuckwits. I can't even explain how dangerous it is that my generation is now getting into power. Do you have any idea how messed up we are? How little actual parenting we've had? We've got a better relationship with our cell phones than we do with our parents or siblings. Okay? And you think that we're going to run the world? That is intrinsically based upon human interaction and relationships? Well, no! No! It's going to be bad. That's how the New World Order is going to get ushered in, because all these stupid kids who haven't been freaking raised right, including me, are going to wind up being, by default, the ones in power. And they're the ones who are going to lead us into the next system of enslavement and scumbaggery. It's almost inevitable. Almost. If people got up off their asses, and as Optimum Performance just pointed out, very good point, if you homeschool your kids, whatever sacrifices you think you have to make in order to do it, it's frickin' worth it, because it means that the state doesn't wind up creating your child's mind. And their soul gets taken away by it, right? That's what the school system does. It's trauma-based mind control. How do I know? Trauma-based mind control is based upon a couple of simple principles. Central authority figure, repetition, fluorescent lighting, and getting to ostracize the outsiders. You want to control somebody? Baby! That is the little blueprint for it. And sure enough, that's what all schooling and almost all business is actually based upon. That's brainwashing techniques. Now, let's not say that there's nothing good about school. I didn't find anything good about school personally, but you know, everybody goes on about the, oh, you need to socialize and things like that. Absolutely true. But school's not a place where you're going to get socialized. That's where you're going to get lobotomized. All right? There's a different thing. You know, there are people who are cunts and they send their kids to school and those kids turn into cunts, just like mum and dad, and they become a cunt to your child, and they turn your child into a cunt because somebody was being a cunt to them, all right? It's a vicious cunt circle. Our dad was described as an inspiration. Oh, an inspiration? Oh, you got a Masonic scholarship. By an American student and gifted a present for her baby by one of New Zealand's students in the audience. Hopefully it was a death rattle. Vaccination joke. That's cold for me. Early Arden was welcomed at the Elysees Palace in Paris. A palace in Paris. A palace in Paris. I like that. It just rolls off the tongue. With a guard of honour by the Republican Guard. Macron greeted her with a handshake, placing his other hand over hers and guiding her inside with a hand on her back.
To his very private rumpus room. I am French, we're allowed to have a mistress.
In the meeting room, they posed for photos. And Macron spoke to our dude in English, saying he was happy to have her in Europe. Macron has given France's approval for the EU-New Zealand free trade negotiations to begin in earnest.
Begin in earnest! In fucking earnest!
I don't like it. Macron voiced support for the trade negotiations after meeting with Prime Minister Ardern at the Elysees Palace this morning. Saying it could set the standard for a new generation of trade agreements, which included social responsibility. They're freaking announcing it. That it's got nothing to do with trade. That it's all about social engineering. Nothing to do with trade. I believe there is a new generation of trade agreements we can take forward, and the agreement between the EU and New Zealand can get started. Or can set a standard. Maybe I need to drink some of the water that I've got instead of just the coffee, Vinny. You fuckwit. Ah, that's better. The European Council is expected to decide on the mandate for talks to begin in May, and Ardern wanted to ensure Macron was on board because of sensitivities around agriculture in France. Ardern had urged him to let those issues be resolved through negotiations. In return, he had asked for New Zealand's support in the fight against ISIS or Daesh. They're changing their name again. Why are terrorists so obsessed with branding?
Oh, our old brand ISIS has just such a, it's just got such a bad vibe, you know. When they mention ISIS and stuff like that, it should make them feel happy and excited. But instead it just feels like a terrorist group or something. I don't know how they got that idea. We've got to change the name.
Oh, love is a four-letter word. Thank you very much. Another $20 donation. Wow, that's amazing. Especially love your collaboration with Mark Passio, Kevin Barrett, Jay Dyer, Rima Labo, Rip Dave McGowan, sending massive love and positive healing thoughts. Much respect. Oh, cheers, Dale. That is very, very nice. He thanked Ardern for an invitation to visit New Zealand and spoke of the close relations between the two countries, although there was some friendly confrontation. In rugby, with a tour planned in June, Macron indicated he was open to visiting New Zealand, saying he would, quote, have an occasion to visit after the PM's invitation. However, he did not indicate when that might be. If he takes up to the invitation, it will be the first ever visit by a French president to New Zealand. First ever! In May, Macron is due to visit New Caledonia before its self-rule referendum and then Australia, but hopes are low that he will be able to fit New Zealand in at that time. Wait, why do people even care about us?
Oh, we speak English in a Christian country. Oh, of course, we have to make sure that the New Zealanders feel included in all these things, you know.
It's all about globalism. I think maybe, that's an interesting thought. What if New Zealand is actually being set up as this BS image that everybody else has to strive towards? Globalist, concerned about climate change, progressive, that kind of thing. And then you get set as an example to the rest of the world. Ha ha, we're the least corrupt and we've got such and such and blah blah blah. Look at how successful our example is. Even though everything that's been said about New Zealand by any major media has been a lie. Unless the news was very bad, in which case they'll probably tell in the truth. I mean, but this country, it's so corrupt. It's so corrupt. Seriously. There are places that are run, like literally run by the mafia, where almost every cop run is part of the mafia, that are less corrupt than New Zealand. Because at least in those mafia-controlled countries, the population knows that those cops work for the mafia. In New Zealand, you have no idea the gangs that they're working for. And I seriously say that, other than the fact that the police themselves have admitted to being a gang. The other element here is you've got drugs coming in, okay? And it all links back. So you've got the drugs, the profits from the drugs, going into finance, black op for the intelligence service. You've got the police and the gangs making sure that that drug operation on the local level is going good, and the intelligence operatives making sure that the shipping in of that drugs is protected through international lines and things like that. What do you think is going to happen once they merge all the borders? All right, free flow of drugs absolutely everywhere, unlimited black ops money. They're just going to shove it into your community, right down the throat, and your country is going to be screwed. Your community is going to be dead. Your family is going to be hooked. That's what they want. Unlimited budgets and unlimited slaves. I mean, who could ask for more? In a statement after the meeting, two leaders agreed to enhance bilateral trade. Enhancing bilateral trade. Is this the most boring shit you've ever fucking looked at? I mean, maybe they put the scariest articles and make them the longest ones. So that you say, hello, it's going to take you 20 minutes to read this one. Most people just go, nah, I'll just read this 3-minute one here about the weather or about a car crash or about a drug fucking bus going wrong or some shit. I don't have the time to read into stuff. And it was honestly the thought that crossed through my head, like, oh, I ain't got the time to read through this stuff or whatever. But it's actually quite important, I've discovered, you know, just knowing what the fuck you're talking about. In a statement after the meeting, the two leaders agreed to enhance bilateral trade, including through the future negotiation of balanced, mutually beneficial, progressive, and inclusive free trade agreement between New Zealand and the European Union.
What is that? What did I just read?
Of a balanced, mutually beneficial, progressive, and inclusive free trade agreement between New Zealand and the European Union. Boom! I'll run it again. The negotiation of a balanced, mutually beneficial, progressive, and inclusive free trade agreement between New Zealand and the European Union. Oh, my God. That is a mouthful and a half. And I guarantee you, it's going to come up with some kind of thingy. What is it? BMBPIFTA. BMPEIFTA. BIMPIFTA. The BIFIMFTA. No. And it's progressive as well. The bimimifta.
Try getting that into a protest chant. Oh my God.
they're just being dicks at this point, bro. It's TBBA, CPTPP. Oh my God. I'm just going to keep adding letters, I swear. That's what's going to happen, bro. That's what's going to happen. It also includes a mention for the need for a strong WTO. Who was the former head of the WTO? Former Prime Minister of New Zealand, Mike Moore. The globalism connection with this country is oh so strong. Oh yeah. A measure to send a signal as protectionism rises through the trade wars, especially between China and the United States. One which produces all the United States goods and one that consumes them. How could there possibly be a trade war going on here? The US's number one export is scrap metal, and its second frickin' biggest export is waste paper. You've got decaying infrastructure. What war is going on between China and the US right now that isn't completely and utterly planned on both sides? All right? You've got to sucker people in, get them in debt, bribe them with a really nice lifestyle, and then pull the frickin' plug on them and buy everything up for pennies on a dollar. They've been doing it generation after generation after generation. These big collapses, everybody loses out, the elite confiscate what's left. And they've been doing so well at it that they now own pretty much everything. So there might only be one or two more financial collapses in world history before they officially own everybody. You know, like, officially. Like, yes, sir, I need to, you know. You're not going to have a choice. Oh, I'm very cheery today, aren't I? The agreement specified that should preserve the rights of government to regulate for public policy objectives, reflecting the concern of both the EU and New Zealand about investor-state dispute settlement process. You know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? It's when a private court that the corporations own, that is staffed by Queen's Counsel lawyers, which are pricey, that the governments who are taking the corporations to court have to pay for, and the corporations always win. Okay, that's what a dispute settlement is, right? Sound like settling, you know? Helen Clark is extremely good looking. The statement was also heavy on climate change statements, a priority for both Ardern and Macron. So, trade deals, climate change legislation. Trade deals, climate change legislation. Again and again and again. It's like they're trying to really just drum it into you that this is the most important stuff since sliced bread. I mean, like, yeah, countries have never traded before without incredibly complicated sounding massive freaking deals that are negotiated in secret. No, never been done before. But Macron's concerns about terrorism were also reflected on an anti-terrorism clause in which the leaders committed to, quote, upholding our fight against terrorism worldwide. And by terrorism, they mean freedom. And it was like what Steve Hughes said. He said, what does war create? Terror. So you've launched a war on terror. You've launched a war on the consequences of the actions you're involved in. Yeah, but ours is good terror. You know, it's good, peace, freedom, love, and terror. It's sort of like a diet terror, you know? Sort of like I can't believe it's not terror. It's just, terrorism's just the excuse. Oh, we need to surveil everybody's emails. Oh, we need to invade all these countries. Oh, we need to do all this stuff and securities and blah, 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 blah. Setting up the police state. That's all that it is. So when anybody ever says anything about terrorism, the word terrorist attack, to me, my brain instantly translates it right now. It's like, I don't know. I see a different language just right in front of me. It just transmogrifies. And so when it says terrorism, I go, staged false flag attack. Okay, you know, it's inexplicable. Terrorism, staged false flag attack. Where did it come from? It's because every single time there's a reported terrorist incident, it's a staged false flag attack. You know, and I'm just bored with it. You know, bored with climate change, bored with terrorism, but bored with all these things that all these politicians have been for the last maybe 10, 20 years or something like that, harping on about and constantly working on behind the scenes, and I'm just getting tired of it. I think the rest of the world's getting tired of it too, really. Now, bear in mind, this is a bit of a fundraiser show here, so if you can give us a super chat there, a dollar, anything you can spare, that would be really, really helpful, ladies and gentlemen. I had my first ever super chat last month. I haven't done a live stream since then, but something that was happening was that, you know, I'd only be getting my AdSense in like maybe once every 2 months, so towards the end of each month we'd really struggle, and last month just that little bit of super chat actually got us over the edge there, so we're not going to have to struggle quite as much this month. So I'm going to make sure that I've got to actually try and ask you people, like, really, really try, because I often open the shows with go to the Patreon or you know, give us a super chat or something like that, but it takes a while before there's actually even anybody watching, so nobody hears that part. So I apologize if I'm repeating myself here. Particularly in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Africa, both on the ground, am I sharing information on regional developments? Global security grid, global world army. Alright, that's what these people are doing, man. They're setting it up right in front of you. And again, it's just translation. You must have been speaking French. I can't speak French, but I speak scumbaggery. France has been the subject of several terrorist attacks. Ardern is due to decide on the future of deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan in the near future. Macron and Ardern held a press conference in the Winter Garden area of the Salle des Fêtes. The Salle des Fêtes. Yeah. You know me. But the palace ballroom at which state dinners and functions are held. It was a far cry from the more industrial look in the beehive with multiple chandeliers. Thank you, Tim. Nature, that $5, man, that's beautiful, bro. Thank you. It was a far cry from the more industrial look in the beehive with multiple chandeliers and gilded cherubs gazing down from above. What the hell is a cherubs? I thought they, like, they sprinkle sugar on them and then hand you to them from, like, some kind of a vendor in like, downtown LA or something like that. Under and Sydney, New Zealand and France had shared a long relationship. Yeah, like bombing the frickin' Rainbow Warrior with your intelligence agents, getting busted, and then threatening to stop importing as much from New Zealand so you could get your frickin' agents back. And then you threw a hero's parade for them when they got back. Because you wanted to do your nuclear testing and create a new couple of fucking dead zones in the Pacific. You cunts. You know, knowing stuff about history and knowing stuff about reality and how it works, things like that, people don't like that. They don't like it. They just want you to shut up and stop bursting their bubble. I'm sorry, but my bubble is perpetually burst. It's like a bubble. Every time I see any bullshit, I see through it, and it's gone. Just gone. My discussions with the prison, oh, and thank you, Tiger King 2000, another one there as well. Oh, this has been a very good, it's been a very good show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in and sticking with it. If there's anybody new in the chat room, you know, sound off, say hello. And if you have any questions and things of that nature, let's just start sending them on through. Oh, Mars, well, thank you very much, man. That's very lovely. My discussions with the president this morning have confirmed our relationship, but the importance of that relationship has grown in recent times. She said that was a result of global uncertainty where people were looking for leadership. Global uncertainty that's been caused by your leaders who have deliberately destroyed people's faith in the system so that people will look in a kind of caveman-like fashion for anybody who will provide them safety and order. How do you think Hitler got into power? Things weren't just fine, and then this guy will save us. You know, they destroy their economy. They take wheelbarrows of money to get a loaf of bread. That's how they get you desperate enough to give your loyalty to a scumbag who stands above you, who can't be questioned, who will kill anybody who disagrees with them inherently. That's the scary thing about these people. Okay, when you see questions of progressivism and things of that nature and globalism and so on and so forth, there is a real threat of death there. And it's not just like a future thing that you've got to be concerned about. It's like something that's been proven time and time again. This is what happens when these kind of people get in control. They kill everybody, they enslave everybody. Okay, probably not the best idea. You know, she said they discussed the global fight against terrorism and climate change and our concerns around the rising tide of protectionism. Rising tide of protectionism? What protectionism? The tide is out on protectionism. There's nobody being protected by any of the corporations or any of the global bankers and things like that. What these people don't like is people who can be independent and stick up for themselves. You know why? Because those are the people you can't frickin' just boss around. They go, no! You know, they use words like that. You have any idea when you're a narcissistic scumbag who's trying to sell something to you what the word no really sounds like? It's like, fuck you! Yeah. That's what the word no sounds like to a frickin' scumbag who feels entitled to what you got. And they get very, very offended. And they get very, very angry. And they start wanting to hatch plans and schemes to destroy your ass. This is what they do, folks. This is just what they do. They can't help it. Bad stuff happened to them when they were kids. Their brains have been programmed because they were in a theta wave state, which is hypnosis, for like the first 7 years of life or something. That's how your brain works. That's how people get programmed. They go, oh, you must have good genes. Really? Good genes because he's a good musician like his dad, eh? By chance was his dad playing music around him all the frickin' time, so his brain got programmed how to do it? Oh, well, yeah. Then it wasn't his frickin' genes! Alright? Your genes mean nothing. They mean what you look like. But other than that, nothing. No genetic traits and things of that nature. Birth defects, perhaps. These kind of things can be changed by the environment. Okay, they had a kid who came from a family with a long history of cancer. And he got adopted into a family that had no history of cancer. And when he grew up, he didn't get cancer. It's the emotional things that we do. It's the nutritional things that we do. It's the psychological things that happen to us that cause diseases and discomfort and the way that we live our lives and perceive ourselves. Perceive yourself as the most important person you know, because you are the only person you can be tyrannical against without hurting anybody else. No, Vinny, don't just smoke some more weed and play some video games. Do a live stream. Tell people you love them and appreciate them and really care about them. Show them that you're actually still here from them. Show them that you're being responsible. That kind of thing. I'm a real dick to myself because I realize that I can just be lax and do nothing for ages and ages and ages. Does that make me feel good? No, it doesn't make me feel good. In fact, it makes me feel worse. Oh, I can't be bothered doing that. I just want to relax. But that's just going to make you feel worse, bro. You know? And that's how most of us live our lives, isn't it? Isn't it, guys? We've all been there. I've been living in that funk for maybe the last 6 months or something like that. So depressed. Can't do anything. Can't really care. You know, it's just it's a grind. You know? Life in general, just a freaking grind, and it's deadly. I think it's something that's really killing us because we don't see a brighter tomorrow. You know, we only relive the darker yesterday. You know what that's like? How you're standing there and you're not really thinking about anything in particular, and then all of a sudden a memory comes in, something that's really pissing you off, or something stupid that you did, and you go, "Oh, take care. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish that had happened," or that, you know, that kind of thing happens to me all the time because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not being productive. I'm doing any of that kind of stuff. So I was like, last couple of days, I've just been smashing it, man, getting a lot of stuff done. And I just, again, want to thank you guys very much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. And this is a bit of a fundraiser show, by the way, as well. So if you want to give us a wee bit of a super chat, that would be really, really lovely. Or if you want to support us monthly, you can go to the Patreon page as well. And there's also a KiwiBank and PayPal buttons on the homepage of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. So just search Vinnie Eastwood on Patreon or click the link in the description there. You should be able to get those. So, I think that this article is basically going to just keep running over the same old ground, isn't it? So let's start with a new article, folks. Because here we go. This was the kicker that I really wanted to get into today. Someone give him $500, mate. Thank you very much. I hope somebody does. Somebody give me 1,000. Somebody give me 1,000,000. Somebody give me 25 grand. Man, the stuff that I can do with 25 grand. Because think about this, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing you can't do nowadays when you've got the equipment, all right? And the talent, of course. You just need the gear. You need the talent. You got to be able to... I mean, look at this. Little green screen that got put up, a light that got donated, a couple of screens that got donated, and this microphone here belongs to the late Evelyn Gilbert. So if you want to go to my channel and have a look at the playlist, there's actually an Evelyn Gilbert playlist there. She's a wonderful lady. She knew so much photographic memory. She can read Financial Times of London or whatever and read up on a whole bunch of like scumbaggery bankers and things like that and recall everything. There's some of the most amazing interviews I've ever done. And it broke my heart when she died so massively. Like when I was editing her funeral video, I cried so hard, like so hard. I haven't cried as much in my life. And so she had a whole bunch of this old radio equipment and headphones and microphones and things like that. And I gave all the money that I had to her husband and then just grabbed all this stuff because she would have wanted me to use it, you know, for something good. I think it's what she would have wanted. And so every time when I do anything on my show or anything like that, ladies and gentlemen, there's a little bit of the back of my mind is that there are people who are dead, there are people who are dying, and there are people who are alive, okay? And all of those people are allowing me to do this right now. The dead, the dying, and the alive, all together working through me so that I can do what's right, you know? Read out the news, expose the scumbaggery. It's got to be done. Who else is doing it? Nobody? Oh, got to do it. You know, that's the thing. It's a terrible, terrible problem that we've got here. What PM Jacinda Ardern can learn from Germany's mother, Chancellor Angela Merkel. With an angular jaw. And so they just like, you hear the rumours that she's some kind of, what was it, Hitler's love child or something like that. No, no, apparently she came out of Argentina. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, you get that and you've got this huge Muslim immigration that's going into Germany. Do I have a problem with Muslims? Hell no. They're actually nicer than Christians sometimes. But they're still part of a religion and they've still relinquished their own ability to make up rules for their own life. And I just don't agree with that. You know, other people may need rules from other people imposed on them so that they don't act foolishly or something like that. Maybe somebody needs that. But I don't, and I kind of resent people trying to convert me, you know? It's just, don't convert me, convince me. You know, you got evidence, you got a way of thinking or whatever. You probably know something I don't. Let's have a conversation about it. And the vast majority of the times that I've spoken to anybody who's religious, the vast majority of the things that we talk about, we agree upon. The fundamentals. So I fail to see the reason why people, you know, really persecute the religious. Not just... Who's this true patriot person? I don't know. I'll just hide that comment. Thank you very much. It's a little bit of a... I don't like that vibe. Now, let me go. What is the thing going on? It's so freaking slow. Oh, no. Let's put some of those fans up, eh? Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Listen how quiet it is, and then turn the fans up. And there they go. Sound a bit better, eh? Let's hope this puppy works. Let's see what they got to say, eh? Hey!
Dr. Jacinda Ardern's week-long Europe trip is underway. A free trade deal with the European Union remains high on Jacinda Ardern's agenda this week, despite the possibility of military strikes on Syria and escalating trade wars bubbling away on the sidelines. Ardern has today arrived in Paris, where she'll be meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. She'll then fly to Berlin to meet with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel before heading to London. There she'll be attending the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, where she'll be catching up with British Prime Minister Theresa May and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Ardern's etiquette will also be put to the test when she has a private cup of tea with the Queen at Buckingham Palace. In about a month's time, the EU member states are set to decide on whether to give the go-ahead for negotiations for a trade deal with New Zealand.
Yeah, as if they're not going to go ahead with it. The only thing that's going to prevent them from going ahead with it is massive, massive public backlash. Hide my comments, are you serious? Are you working for... Oh my God. No, I just don't like the vibe, True Patriot, to be honest, bro. I mean... Just think about this for a moment. Let's say somebody was a Zionist shell or whatever. Would they have, I don't know, close to 100 videos attacking Zionism for being scumbaggery-like? Would they have on Holocaust deniers on their show and interview them for 2 hours without interrupting them? Would they have the maker of The Greatest Story Never Told on their show? They wouldn't, would they, if they were a Zionist shill? And if they did have them on when they were a Zionist shill, they'd give them shit about it. So whatever you feel that you need to accuse me of, you can do a little bit of research and you'll find out that it's actually the exact opposite. And we're much on the same team in many, many respects. And there's mutual ground for respect. And that's how you approach people, especially if it's in an online environment. Like, let's say you don't know somebody, but they come in and they're coming in angry. You know, they're coming in hot. You're instantly going to go into what's like a, a stress response. You're going to be angry. So the first thing you've got to do is just relax your body posture. Just, you know, just relax, chill, be cool. You know, we're good, true patriot. I hope so, man, because, you know, everybody deserves respect. All right. Especially you. No. After a day with the younger leaders, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will tonight meet one of the most experienced and powerful, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. It will be one of Ardern's most interesting meetings because of the sway Merkel has in Europe and over international events, making her a potentially powerful ally on issues from the reform of the Security Council's veto power to free trade in the EU. While Ardern may have some explaining to do about New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters' sympathetic views towards Russia, Merkel has been a strong supporter for New Zealand's attempts to get a free trade agreement with the EU. That is critical as New Zealand's traditional champion, the United Kingdom, prepares to leave the EU. As if that's ever going to happen. Hey, there's a Brexit deal. Oh, the people don't want to be part of the manufactured superstate that we're coming up. And they don't? Oh, well, it's going to take us some time to unravel the plans that we've got hatched. You know, it's going to take us maybe another year, maybe another two, maybe another three, maybe another five, maybe another fucking ever. You know, that's how they do it. If they don't get you to swallow wholeheartedly that frickin' globalist love yoga, they are going to try again. And if you do swallow it at first, they're never gonna let you leave the marriage. Okay? Never gonna happen. Alright? It's like the CIA and the mafia. It's a family. You can't just leave a family. They gotcha. However, Merkel is almost certainly in her final term as Chancellor, and Ardern would want to make some steps to ensure that goodwill is passed on. Merkel is something of a role model for centre-left leaders. Merkel and Ardern can be seen as the mother and daughter of MMP, and Ardern said they might exchange views on MMP and coalitions. That's mixed member proportional. Those of you in the States, you know how you got that 50% first past the post type thing? Well, imagine if the Green Party got 5% of the vote or whatever, and they actually became a party in the presidency, right? They actually had to be given a few portfolios or something like that in the president's cabinet. And or the Democrats would have to negotiate with some other party, like the Libertarian Party, or the Republicans would have to negotiate, right? Now, in effect, it's done nothing to make New Zealand really more accessible and all of that kind of stuff, because the corruption continues. But at least feels nicer, you know, than hang myself. There's only presidents who want me to hang myself. Like, oh my God. See, that's the kind of hopelessness that you get into when you're watching US elections that go on for so long. They go on for too long. It took almost 6 months for Merkel to put together the current government in Germany, a grand coalition between Merkel's centre-right Christian Democratic Union and the centre-left Social Democrat Party. I'd say I have a more straightforward situation than hers if the coalition negotiations was anything to go by, Ardern said, because she was only like, well, the country was in limbo for, like, I don't know, a month or two. Something along those lines. Ardern has had a few thorny issues to deal with since entering the new government, as she manages the often diametrically opposed personalities and politics of New Zealand First and the Greens. But Merkel has now headed three so-called grand coalitions. Those are governments made up of the two biggest parties in Parliament. Now, what was interesting is when Jacinda got elected, it's after years of everybody hating the previous government and hating all the trade deals it was pushing. What does she do when she comes in? First of all, thing. New trade deal. Okay? It was just that simple. Like, people got scammed immediately and they're still sticking up for her and they've still got hope. I wish I had larger reach. You know, and I was just thinking about this morning, actually. I was talking with a friend, Derek Truthseeker. He's just recently gotten his website massively popular. I'm going to have him on the show in a day or two. And he says that the way he does that is there's these translation things on YouTube, right? They transcribe all the words that are spoken. And he says that if you copy paste that into the descriptions, like there's pages and pages of, you know, everything you've said in an hour or two. And he says that that's made his SEO, you know, and his web presence just go up absolutely massively. So it's all these little tricks of the trade and things like that. But what's problematic on my end is that I have to do everything, folks. Like, I really do have to do everything. And a thought occurred to me the other day. Employee, you know, it'd be great. Not a volunteer, an employee. Somebody who can actually boss around. Somebody who I can be the tyrant to. Oh, myself. Man, it'd be great. What could I pay this person? I'd have to pay them really well, is the thing. And they'd have to have a lot of skill, because this is not an easy job, man. You've got to do everything. All right, speaking of which, Ardern might also set some tips on how to haul in Trump-esque egos such as Shane Jones and Winston Peters. Now, when they say Trump-esque, what they mean is narcissistic. Okay? How do I know what a narcissist is? I am one. Okay? Knows how charming, funny, witty, you know, all these kind of things. Okay, narcissism. Why does that develop? Because you don't get enough attention and love when you're younger, and so you have a poor self-image, and so you learn how to get attention and love from people by being really good at talking to them. Okay? It's a terrible, horrible thing. I consider myself a monster. And the thing about monsters is that they hurt people. And when you realize you are a monster, the goal is, essentially, through life, to wrap yourself in chains. No, I'm not going to do that. 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 I am wrapped in chains, ladies and gentlemen, so that I cannot hurt people again. These other men, on the other hand, who seek power, who want to work 60, 70 hours a week in order to have power over other human beings to destroy this world. That's not the kind of narcissist I am. I don't like that. I want to relax. I want to have fun. And I want to make people happy. And I want people who have a lot of pain and a lot of trauma, who nobody listens to feel better. And I want them to be heard. That's why a lot of the interviews are the way I do, because these are people who are in pain, who need someone to listen to them. And just somebody listening to them is often enough to make them better. Right? Just somebody giving, yeah, I've been through that stuff, bro. I know that how that feels. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. Especially if you've been going through it for a long time and you've been feeling hopeless because the media doesn't reflect your views, does it, folks? You know? And you sit there and you wonder, am I crazy? No. They're wrong, you're right, as Bill Hicks used to say. They're wrong, you're right. Be confident, you know? Stand up, shoulders back, open, happy, confident. Better for you. Merkel has managed to make it clear when she believed Trump needed reining in, from eye-rolling when he remarked both had been spied on in common, to a sharp comment that she would miss Obama, to comments about how the days Europe could count on the US were over. She has called him out on everything from the trade wars, tariffs, to the withdrawal from the Paris Agreement on climate change. The European Council is expected to agree to the mandate for negotiations to begin in May. That's the end of that article. Now, again, just to reiterate, folks, this show here is a bit of a fundraiser show. So if you are live on YouTube, hitting that super chat button there and sending us a couple of dollars just to help pay the bills is very, very much appreciated, folks. And if you want to support us regularly, on the homepage of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, there is a KiwiBank number for those of you who are in New Zealand, and of course PayPal, and particularly that Patreon. That Patreon is really, really good. And also, if you're in the chat room still and you've actually given us one of those super chats today, by the way, this has been the most successful live stream in terms of super chats I've ever done. You know, way, way more than any of the other ones we've done. So thank you so much, folks, for really giving generously out. Now, this is something that was close to my heart because I've been feeling guilty lately because there have been a bunch of people who've had their kids taken off them by the Child Protective Services here in New Zealand, what we call CYFS, C-Y-F-S, Child, Youth and Family Services. And the thing is about these corporations that are masquerading as government agencies is essentially what they are is a child trafficking ring. They kidnap children, they abuse them, they destroy them, they damage them from healthy parents, more or less, because they've got a quota, okay? And a lot of people have come to me over the years asking for help on these particular issues, and I have spent so much time feeling depressed and just feeling pressure on my heart, because I feel these guys' pain, and it's guys predominantly who are having their kids taken off them for no good reason. And it's not easy to be human and give a fuck about people without some kind of effect on your body, on your mind, on your soul, right? Like, it's the pain of losing a child. But that child's not dead. But knowing that you might never see them again because of corrupt scumbags who stole them off you. To feel that person's pain and not just brush it away and things like that, but to really just feel it. Fuck, that hurts, man. And I've been out of that for like maybe 5-6 months. I've tried to stay clear of this particular topic just so that I can emotionally recharge. But here I am, back at it again. Police protect judges at home from intimidating family court protesters. And in fact, this was probably the one thing that motivated me to actually do a live stream today. I've been putting it off for weeks and weeks and weeks. Minister of Social Justice and Courts Andrew Little says public confidence in the criminal system and family law has been eroded. What? Maybe because it's a criminal enterprise that steals people's frickin' children? I mean, what a revelation! Judges are being protected at their family homes by police as angry dads protest outsides with placards and megaphones. Yeah, because, oh, they're so dangerous. They're angry. They've got placards and megaphones. Woo! What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Crack the megaphone over your head, slap you with a placard that's made of core flute, you know? Go inside your frickin' giant mansion with your huge walls and reinforced doors and things like that and soundproof rooms where you rape their frickin' children? You know, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? Judges, maybe I'm speaking out of turn. Okay, but the situation actually is inside New Zealand that there is no legal system. Right, this may sound strange, like, what? No legal system? No, there isn't. Okay. A legal system means a system that abides by and enforces the law. New Zealand has nothing that qualifies. The laws don't get enforced, justice does not get delivered, and there is no accountability. You can't even record court proceedings in this country unless the judge lets you. And you can't even request court transcripts unless the judge lets you. All right? They rule everything with impunity. They've got no freaking chance of getting caught. John Banks, 33rd degree Freemason, started up this big finance company out of a Masonic lodge. destroy the seed capital of everybody who invested in it. And him and another Freemason, a friend of his in the political sphere, Don Brash, they got off scot-free. But the third partner in the agreement, Peter Hewlett, wound up going to prison. Ah! And these guys just walked away with the money. It's what they do. They set up fake oil, gas, and mining companies, and fake investment companies, and then they steal everybody's seed capital, and then they collapse them and say, oh, well, it was a risky business. It was a risky investment. And everybody's like, left holding the bag. Okay? They do it all out of the Masonic lodges. It's the only place where the secrecy can absolutely be assured. And then when Banks goes to court for various other forms of corruption, which he even admitted to the police, former police commissioner, by the way, he goes in with a little Masonic pin, and then the judge goes, well, you've done this bad and this bad and this bad and this bad, right? And you're like, wow, he's actually getting pretty bad. But you've also done this and this, and you've got the honour and the respect and the public duties and blah, 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 blah. So we're just going to let you off with maybe a little bit of weekend home detention, which will be put off forever. All right, so I'm chasing this guy down the street with a megaphone. What's the difference between John Banks and a rat with a gold tooth? The gold tooth! You know, these people run this place, all right? Now, guess who, I think the former police commissioner is Jacinda Ardern's father. Jacinda Ardern got a Masonic scholarship to go to Waikato University, and then her first job outside of New Zealand was going to London to work with an investigative operation against a whole bunch of Freemasons in the police force in England, who had allegedly been running a sex and trafficking ring and using the Freemasonry to protect themselves from it. And she was part of the investigative team that conveniently found nothing. Okay? That is how deep in she is. And so this kind of thing, like, nothing's going to change, folks. It's only going to get worse. That's what change means. It gets worse! A group of fathers, many of whom are disgruntled at losing custody or visitation rights to their children, are gathering outside the homes of family court judges in Auckland, say multiple Herald sources. It is understood the protests, which have largely taken place during weekends over the past few weeks, against about three judges, have so far been peaceful, with no reports of trespassing or property damage. However, we don't care that somebody is not trespassing. We don't care if they're being lawfully right to protest against criminal fucking scum who steal their children. You know, just that's all right. That's not okay. Sorry. Just let me calm down for a second here, folks, because I don't like pedophile judges. And I don't like what they do to these men. Okay? And I just need to calm down just for a second. Okay. I would not be persuaded. However, Minister of Justice and Courts Andrew Little said the protest called the protest very disturbing and said there was no excuse for people taking their case to the front door of a judge. Really, no excuse, even though they've already been to the Ombudsman, already been to the Minister of Justice, already been rejected by every single person in the chain of command above these people. There's no reason to protest outside their house. I mean, that disrupts their privacy. Well, they're raping their children, you know. I would not be persuaded or convinced by anybody who thought it was okay to target judges and their families in this sort of way. How about you can't? I would not be persuaded or convinced by anybody for any reason, okay? What is somebody who could never, for any reason, have somebody angry with them outside their house exposing their bullshit? In a tyranny! That's what we got, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in a freaking tyranny. And these judges are above the law, as I've just said always. In fact, that's a hard one to get over, folks, when you start to realise that the entire judiciary, and the reason why none of the mega criminals actually ever wind up going to jail is because the mega criminals own the judiciary. or are in it. The reason of that sort of protest is to create some level of intimidation, and that is entirely unacceptable. Do you know what intimidation actually is? All right. Intimidation is a real threat of violence, or something like that. This is activism, okay? It's been happening for quite some frickin' time, Mr. Little Man, you know? It's entirely unacceptable. It's not intimidation, it's accountability. Because if you've got no part of the system that will, in fact, hold these people to account, you have no choice but to act. This is what a man does when he loves his child and wants the people who have taken them from him to be brought to justice. And upon realizing that there is nobody within the justice system that is interested in bringing justice to the corrupt, they stand outside their house with placards and megaphones. What else can they do? This guy's saying there's no reason to do that. I'm saying there's nothing else to do but that. In the interim, at least. Until there is some kind of accountability, until family court judges can be held to the rule of law like the rest of us. Allegedly. Considering there's no justice system, it kind of makes that statement a little ironic, but... Come, Tiffany. Take another drink of water. Like an idiot. Little said there would be people who found the court process and its decisions distressing and upsetting. However, this was no just cause. Are they just repeating themselves? To, quote, attack judges personally in a country governed by the rule of law. The irony of reading that statement after the statement that I just made is totally not lost on me, bro. Yeah, I really want to go out and help these guys, actually. I've helped so many of them. Like, you can look on my YouTube channel and search SIFs or child or pedophile or something like that. The amount of broadcasts and shows and things of that nature that I've done about this topic is quite extensive. And maybe that's why I'm so riled up about it. People often get riled up because they don't understand something, really. I get riled up when I do understand something. And when I see BS being spread about like shit on toast and being handed to me as though it's breakfast. This isn't breakfast. This is shit. And they're like, well, don't be so cynical. However, he said, well, Inspector Jim Wilson, the area commander for Auckland City Police, does that name sound... It does sound familiar. Why do I know that name? I'll think about it in a second. See, generally, police did not provide personal information relating to a specific individuals for privacy reasons. However, he said, he was aware of a situation where a group of protesters had been protesting outside the homes of members of the community, and police were monitoring the situation. The act of protesting is not unlawful in itself. However, if any member of the public feels threatened or intimidated by protesters, we encourage this to be reported to police immediately, he said. Which means that basically, a lying judge makes up a lie. Oh, they're threatening and intimidating me because they know what the rules are. Right? Even though there's no evidence. No evidence. They haven't threatened anything. They haven't, you know, yelled at you and so on and so forth. The amount of protests that I've covered, they talk calmly through megaphones and say the facts. Now, if that intimidates you, then it's probably because you're a fucking kiddie fiddler and you need to be hung. All right? And have a set example. There've been people in this country who have killed people like that. Just found out that he raped their daughter. The guy's dead tomorrow. He spends the next 50 years in jail. What are you in here for? Oh, good on you, mate. Good on you. Everybody understands. And they not only understand, but they approve of the killing of child rapists. You know? It makes me feel sick to even think about it. But there are some people who are so badly damaged that they need extraordinary growth, extraordinary help. But there are those people who have already committed horrible and heinous crimes that have destroyed the lives of vast swaths of society, who must be brought to justice. Otherwise, they will continue to hurt people. They will. Not just they may, they will. Because nothing has told them, ever, that there is a consequence to the actions that they take. Nothing has ever told them that. You know what a narcissist like myself responds to and changes their behavior because of? Consequences. When I got fired for trying to be better at the job than the boss. Consequences. Never did another job again. When I got busted after selling cannabis, you know, and told the truth. Consequences. Never told the truth to a cop again. You know, because I'm not an idiot. Because I've had experience that really, really hurt me and has damaged me for life. And I'm not keen on repeating that. So when these people come out and say, oh, there's no reason for you to do this, you haven't experienced true damage in your life, have you, cunt? All right? You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what it's like. 7 years. Imagine your beautiful, beautiful child. Just been born like a year or two ago or something like that. Stolen from you a whole 7 years. Imagine what that feels like. Okay? A part of you is missing and will never come back. Kirsty Swadling, the chair of the Family Law Section of the New Zealand Law Society, said she was also aware and concerned about the protest targeting judges because they're going to lift the lid on the scam of this paedophile ring, and they're dead scared of it because they know what the public, the real public, all right, I'm not talking about the fake polls on the news or people that they call selectively in order to get their opinion. The real public wants these people dead. If they knew what was going on, they would kill them. And we're trying to tell people what's going on, but we're trying to tell them in such a way that says, no, let's not be violent. Let's not kill people. Let's not turn this into a witch hunt. Let's make this about evidence and justice. Okay? Evidence and justice. And mercy for those who have been feeling such pain as a result of these scumbaggery individuals and the threat of violence that they themselves have personally perpetrated against these kids and their poor fathers who have to deal with the fallout. Right? It is disturbing that people are being threatened, whether implicitly or directly, in this way, including their families, she said. And whether implicitly or directly. Meaning, she got no evidence whatsoever that there's any threatening of any kind going on. That's why they use these weasel lawyer words. We're also concerned about the effects of protests and on any other security issues on court staff, psychologists, and lawyers. Who are the people who are running the family courts and raping the kids, doing the paperwork, and making sure that all this stuff goes away whenever somebody complains or somebody gets investigated? The court staff, the psychologists, and the lawyers, with their hands in the fucking cookie jar. He said it is the nature... That sounded like a really disgusting sexual thing, the hand in the cookie jar there, Vinny. No, not again. She said it is the nature of family disputes requiring determination by the courts that there is generally a winner and a loser. Yeah, the winner is the lawyer, and the loser is the child and the child's parents, generally speaking. Okay, it's essentially a scam. Okay, so let me ask you something. In a war, how much would you borrow if it meant that you would win the war? You'd borrow just as much as you needed, right? So, in a war to get your child back, how much would you spend? And the answer is everything you've got. And that's exactly it. They find you. They profile you. Is this guy a strong, upstanding man who's going to resist us and fight us and pay us shitloads of money to hamstring him and fuck him over and turn him into a pauper who can't do shit against us ever again after we steal his fucking child and bankrupt him trying to get it back? Brilliant scam, wouldn't you say? Because guess who he's going to report any of the scam that you're running to? The court staff, the lawyers, and the psychologists! It's a perfect circle! That's how they get away with it, man. Because they understand how the system works because they are the system. Ministry of Justice General Manager of Health, Safety and Security, Melissa Gill, Manager for Health, Safety and Security. That's kind of like a composite portfolio that seems a bit suspicious to me with the protection of pedophile record, doesn't it? Maybe that's just my suspicion. Melissa Gill said the court security team worked with police, corrections, the judiciary and ministry colleagues to reduce risk and enhance the safety of those who worked in or visited the country's courts. If you had to prevent people from finding out that you were working together in a cabal to steal children, you'd need the court security team, the police, corrections, the judiciary, and the ministry. You see? This is what I see when I read these articles for people who are so uninformed that they literally know not what they write about. They take statements from these officials and go, oh, well, I'll just put that statement in here. Not fact-checking it and saying, hey, this is actually a completely BS statement designed to demonise the protesters and protect pedophiles. Maybe I won't leave that statement in there without a qualifier saying this guy is a pedophile and covering up for pedophiles. And he says, you know, that's the honest way to report this shit. But honesty is illegal, right? Because he might offend somebody. Human Services. I mean, Rotman. Yeah, Human Services. I know exactly what you're talking about, bro. What is this? Human Services. You know, like you should be pronouncing a villainous tone. However, for security reasons, she would not publicly discuss measures taken to address identified threats to specific people. Chief District Court Judge Jan Marie Doug, also the acting principal family court judge, also declined to comment about the judge's security situation. When you're a liar and you're covering up for a scam, the last thing you want to do is be investigated by somebody who's attempting to find anything even akin to truth or reports of any kind, because if you do that, you risk getting exposed, saying something you shouldn't, or denying something that you shouldn't. You know, it's a minefield when you're full of shit. When you're an honest person, like me, for example, conversations are very easy to have with people because you don't have to remember what you said. While protests against the family court system have occurred in the past outside courthouses, including earlier this year in Whangarei, demonstrations outside judges' homes have been less common. However, they have happened, right? I know, because I've been to a couple of them. Wait, have I been to a couple? I think I might have only been to the one judge's house. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Just the one. They can't go heavy on pedos because then they need to execute themselves. Yeah, exactly. They've got the scam really, really well tied up, and it's impenetrable, right? It's impenetrable unless the public knows. And I want to also encourage people, if you have got a few dollars to chuck into that super chat to send this way, that would be really, really lovely, folks, because there are no other media outlets that are actually covering this particular issue like I'm covering it, because they don't have the guts. Or rather, here's my problem: I've got no credibility, folks. No credibility whatsoever. Because I'm not a credible journalist. I'm an incredible journalist, right? Like what we're actually doing here is just telling the truth. Just telling the truth. And you know what the good thing about telling the truth is? It doesn't matter if they charge you with defamation. They can't do anything. Right? Because it's the truth. And if I did wind up saying something that actually turned out to be wrong and they got evidence, I'll say, I'm sorry. I totally retract it. All is forgiven. Okay? That's what the truth is, ladies and gentlemen. It's freaking unassailable. All you've got to do is speak it. And it is a weapon of white-hot potential. Some have occurred at times after prominent cases or changes to the system. The late Jim Bagnall, a leader of protest group Union of Fathers, often gathered outside courthouses and demonstrated outside lawyers, judges, and politicians' homes. Yeah, I recognise this guy, Jim. Would often protest, blah, 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 blah. A third review into the family court had also been ordered by the government, Little said. A third review, eh? What did the first two turn up? Oh, well, we investigated ourselves and we found no wrongdoing. But that didn't make any sense. Investigate yourselves again. Well, we did, and we found nothing twice. I'm sorry. I'm going to do it. Okay. Oh, my God, that's funny. I crack me up. I do. Is there like a drip of coffee left? There is. Oh, my God. Like a gerbil, you know. Well, we reviewed ourselves. We found nothing wrong. A third review into the family court, blah, 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 blah. A review panel and expert advisory group. Oh, expert advisory group. Is that not the most suspicious three words you've ever heard in your life? Other than George W. Bush. You know, expert advisory group. Oh, yeah. And would talk to families who had been through the family court process. He said, while he had also asked specifically for a human rights approach to look at the views of both parents and the children. More details of the review were expected to be announced in the coming week. Oh, there's going to be some more details over there. How many children have died in state care? Just while I've been reading this article? I mean, look. You could make up the figures about how bad something is or whatever, and the chances are very, very good that even if you're very hyperbolic about it and make the figures up off the top of your head just to sound horrible, like something's going on here in New Zealand, it's probably 10,000 times worse. I feel like I'm alone in the media in this country, or broadcast media in the sense. And it's kind of like, maybe I'm just pissed with them because they're not inviting me to the party. And maybe me being pissed at them and being angry with them means that I won't get invited to the party. Hey, isn't that interesting? Because I have actually gone to one of these parties with journalists. I have actually been part of Facebook groups with these so-called journalists. They are the most arrogant, ignorant, self-entitled, wankery narcissists I've ever met. You know, I felt like I belonged, but the thing is, they got blindsides. Okay, there's certain things that they won't discuss, there's certain things that they won't expose, and there's certain things that they don't actually care about, you know. And one of them is being, in many ways, devoting themselves to a life worth living that they create. They're not willing to do that. They are willing, however, to take a platinum card, fancy paycheck, company car, and live in a very nice part of town, and have people occasionally recognize them and say, hey, you're doing a good job, and stuff like that. That's all they need. That's all they want. Who wouldn't want that? Well, unfortunately, I want this thing called a purpose to life! You know, like, you know, just a little bit of purpose to life. You know, something like, for example, exposing the evil, criminal, pedophile cabal that is destroying the lives of New Zealand men. You know, wouldn't that sound like a nice purpose? You know, there's infinite amounts of things to expose, and that's why the variance of the topics that I cover on this broadcast and have covered for the last 10 years has been in so many different areas, because it's all fucked, bro. You know? More details of the review were expected in the next anyway. Changes for the family court were introduced in the former national government in March 2014, aimed at empowering families to resolve their matters outside of court and without lawyers. The reforms were also intended to help the family court focus on those cases which required immediate legal attention, such as those involving family violence, or those involving reports or allegations with no evidence of family violence, so they could instantly go in there when you've just got a really psychopathic woman. All right, and this has happened to a lot of guys. A psychopathic woman that they've been married to for some time, had kids with and things like that, suddenly reveals their true colours, starts making stuff up completely, acting in the worst horrible way. You ever had a psychopath on your ass? Whew, my God. Just remind me of Pete Santilli. That was the worst abuse I've ever been through in my life. And I was a fat kid in an all-boys Christian school. Okay? Worst abuse I've ever had in my life from this guy named Pete Santilli. Total psychopath. Always on me. All the time. Just blah, 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 blah. Took down my YouTube channel. You know? If you've ever dealt with these people, you are never going to get over it. And the rest of your life will be essentially marred with this image of what one of these people can do. Just one of these people. What they can do to you. Do you have any idea what it's like fucking approaching a whole gang of them? These guys do. Because they love their kids and they want them back and they're charging right at this big evil, evil monstrosity. Really, really powerful thing. Whew. Little said the review will evaluate whether the reforms had achieved their objectives. We'll be coming to the end of the broadcast soon, folks. I also want to just once again I remind people that this is a bit of a fundraising broadcast. Me and my wife have been eating very little lately and trying to, you know, be healthy and that kind of thing. But it's very, very difficult to be healthy. You pay the bills and things like that. So just ask you if you've got something to give the show for all the work we've been doing. Go to that little super chat down there. It's the little dollar sign in the live stream thing, and send us a few dollars to thank us for the work that we do. Because there's, you don't have to do it. Right? All this information is available and made available to everybody for free. Nobody has to pay to get educated. All right, you only give it to me because you already know what it is that I have done, and you know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow anyway. You know, you might not know the exact form, but it's going to be around the area of exposing scumbaggery and being a good gun. All right, so I think that's worth a dollar. Hey, somebody's exposing a scumbaggery, being a good gun. Nobody else in New Zealand doing it. Flicking $5. You know, that kind of thing, that sort of appreciation. And I love the Kiwis as well. Been getting lots of little small donations. And I know what a small donation means. A small donation means you are so broke that you literally couldn't really spare much of anything. And yet, you make an automatic payment of like a dollar a week anyway because you support the broadcast. Those little donations are like, whoa. And then you get these big donations where you get the $500 in, the $250 in, and that kind of thing. You're like, wow, thank you so much. Because you feel very valued. So the point here is that no donation is too small, and everything is absolutely 100% appreciated. Because ultimately, there isn't going to be any real organized or credible threat to the New World Order unless people do actually support those people like me. Usually in their own areas is good, you know, have your own local flavor so that they can be up to the play with local issues, because those are the things you can really do something about. I talk about things in a much broader context because the vast majority of the things that are happening here in New Zealand, for the Americans listening, you must know this, that all of the corruption and scumbaggery that I've been talking about that's been going on here, this is stuff that you've heard about happening in your own neck of the woods, isn't it? All right, it's because it's the same system everywhere you go. It doesn't matter. David Icke told me he's been to like 57 countries or some shit, and I asked him every single time you step off a plane, mate, do you see the local representatives of the New World Order standing there? And he's like, yeah, every single time I step off a plane, there's the local branch of the such and such and blah blah blah. You know, these scumbags are everywhere. And so you've got to fight them every day on all fronts. And that's just a war of attrition on your consciousness, really. In last month's Ministry of Justice newsletter, Little also wrote, public confidence in the criminal system and family law has been eroded, and a managerial approach has failed. We can do better, and we will do better. Swadling said there were significant problems introduced in 2014 when legal aid was removed and lawyers became unable to represent parties for some court processes. If protesters wish to be heard, they would be best served by ensuring they make submissions to the review panel rather than targeting particular individuals, especially judges who are unable, by convention, to defend themselves, she said. Really? And as if these protesters haven't already done that. and been shied away by a corrupt system that protects itself. The family court is the second biggest division of the district court, with Kiwis making about 60,000 applications a year in court, and about 10,000 kids a year or something like that must go missing. All right, because some of these kids that go into the family court, the reason why the parents can't get into contact with them anymore is because they're already dead. Sacrificed, possibly, allegedly. You know, it's hard to talk about this stuff, folk, and I know it's even harder to listen. But my God, we've got to, because otherwise it's going to keep freaking happening, isn't it? Its jurisdiction covers matters relating to separation, marriage dissolution, spousal maintenance and child support, care and protection, adoption, surrogacy, custody, abduction, domestic violence and disputes about property and estates. That is a broad reach, folks. Broad reach that they use to cover up their scumbaggery. Hundreds of protection orders from violent family members are also considered by the family court every month. And did you know that you can apply for a protection order without any evidence that anybody's actually tried to assault you? You know? Like, you don't need evidence. Right? This is the only court in the country that doesn't need evidence. And they can do anything to you. Right? Anything. And you wouldn't be able to tell anybody about it legally. That's how they keep their scam going. Unless police have made an application to the criminal court. All right. I think that just about does it for today. Before we go, though, I wanted to show you guys just a few things that we've been working on. Penny Bright. Yeah, I definitely want to actually give you a little bit of a backgrounder on here. So on the homepage of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com there's this Penny Bright thing and our Save Our Landlines NZ campaign thing as well. If you could go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and open those up and have a look out for it. Penny had about maybe $4,000 yesterday, but since I wrote that article about her, now she's got about $7,000, but she needs about $21,000 in total. So if you're not going to donate to me, donate to her. Because for the last 10 years that I've been in the media, Penny's been there exposing the scumbaggery. She's been sending the official information at request. She's been emailing the minister. She's been protesting 3-4 times a week at varying locations during protest signings and marches and so on and so forth. She's organised and done so much for this city of Auckland and the country and the world, really, because of her anti-corruption stance and how she holds people to account, that they're now trying to steal her home out from under her. All right, like literally, that's what they're doing. Illegally saying, we're going to sell your house out from under you because you haven't been paying us rates. Yeah, but I'm not paying you rates because you're legally required to tell me what you're going to spend them on. And I've asked you to provide me with the evidence that you're spending them on something like that. And you haven't provided the evidence. So I'm not giving you my fucking rates. That's what she said, the two-year-old tactic. Nah. Stalwart woman. Great woman. Love it. And also Save Our Landlines NZ as well. I need pictures of people talking on their phones, all right? Not their cell phones, but their landline phones. Because what's going to happen is, once 5G network comes in and things like that, everybody's going to be bathed in radiation, and they're going to take out all the old copper lines, okay? So you won't, if power goes out, you've got no communications whatsoever, not a copper line to send a signal through. And they're going to start doing that and phasing out these copper lines everywhere. And the new ones that they've got to replace them are very high in radiation. They're making a lot of people sick and dying of cancer and things like that. And it's not freaking good. They're trying to mount a campaign on that. Man, I'm promoting everybody else today, aren't I? All right, and lastly here, ladies and gentlemen, I actually want to thank you very much. I've been going at this for nearly 2 hours, a lot longer than I thought I would. Voice is very hoarse. I'm very sweaty. Voice is very hoarse. It's like dead, travelling around, you know. But in either case, doing it, ladies and gentlemen, doing it, just exposing scumbaggery just because you can, and it's because it's the right thing to do. So if you want to support me in my quest of doing exactly that, please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com, Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. And go ahead, stand up a little automatic payment into this Kiwi Bank for Guerrilla Media here, so that you're supporting me every week. And also, if you are a Patreon, there was somebody in here earlier who was a Patreon, and I wanted to thank her very much. Love is a four-letter word. You are a Patreon of mine, and thank you very, very much for doing that. So this is my Patreon page, folks. That's patreon.com /Vinny Eastwood. So if you want to go there and sign up to be a Patreon today, that would be really, really great, folks. I love you very much. Thank you so much for watching, and your encouraging comments, and all these super chats that have come in today have been really just blown me away, folks. Blown me away. Really, really awesome of you. Thank you very much. Okay, folks, I'll talk to you later, I guess.